just two other comments I wanted to make. Some years ago, it was perhaps more proactive in attending meetings. I've been a little more religious lately, but I distinctly remember conversation, and I always had kind of the feeling that it was a last one in mentality. And perhaps you recall, Fred, the days of the Cromptons and their proactivity and, you know, their passion for the canyon, that through what was determined at that point, that the canyon could only carry water-wise a maximum of 710 homes. And I don't bring that up for any particular reason other than that number always stuck in my head, and I thought, well, you know, that makes it difficult for the 711th guy. Do you recall that number?
Yeah, and I think it was kind of pulling a number out of it.
Yeah, Joanne was saying, when is, you know, how do you keep up with it all? But
well, for whatever reason, to correct it, and I can't say that it was exactly, but it was seven something.
Yeah.
But there was science to it. There was a gauge up near where Killings is, and a gauge historically monitored down at the mouth of the canyon. And the trustees at the time looked at that, and it was actually prior to Crompton and Clark, so it was trustees probably several generations before that. But they looked at that and they said, all right, here are the flows at the gauge up here. And what do we think is a reasonable amount that we want to preserve as far as the stream environment? And what does that mean in terms of acre feet of depletion? And therefore, based on how much can be depleted from the canyon, how many homes can be supported by that number? So it wasn't a state engineer number, and it wasn't, you know, Division of Drinking Water. It was the trustees trying to say, let's preserve the stream environs. And so this policy that we talked about allocating contracts to people, that was all part of that policy, was to look at and say, how is it that we manage it so that we don't find that we've got 800 homes and they've all got straws and the stream never flows? Again, it never got there because we never got to that point. We got a canyon system, and so it never needed to curtail. But there were a number of board meetings for more than a year where the trustees discussed that, looked at the data, and then tried to say, all right, what is a maximum number that we believe that we could allocate?
So that was a trustee decision, and no hydrological data supported that decision at all. Is that what you're telling me?
No. If you listened, I spent hours presenting them the hydrologic data.
So you did. So your data said it will support 700 homes and no more.
Under the criteria that they were talking about, and that is, and I can't remember the numbers a long, long time ago, but as far as percent of stream flow reduction. In other words, they'd look at it and they'd say, okay, if the stream flow is flowing at, let me pick a number, 400 gallons per minute, and we believe that a tolerable stream flow is 275 gallons per minute or whatever, then we have 125 gallons per minute, how many homes will that difference support? Yeah. That was the process.
And what do you believe that to be today?
It's been years since I've looked at it, so.
So there is no maximum. It could theoretically be 3,000, 2,000? Homes in the canyon?
May I just pinch in for a second?
Please, Fred.
Just for your comfort, Joanne's and Dana's and maybe Pat's, the Salt Lake County has put into place several zoning rules. Mm-hmm.